Andrew, how about this one for you?
Hello, my name's Tommy. I was just wondering how our vision stays smooth whether we're walking or running. Does it have something to do with our eyes, or is it the way our brain processes the information?
I have wondered this.
I went and looked this up a little bit earlier, and there's kind of two ways of dealing with this problem, and actually they're both mentioned in the question. And if you're a camera nerd, you may have come across two ideas, optical stabilization and digital stabilization. So the first one, optical stabilization, is the idea that the camera has something in it that means the lenses and the sensor all move as you move along. And that kind of takes the bumps out. So you see them with steady cams where you have these big rigs. So when the guy walks forward, the whole camera stays still.
So it's kind of like suspension for a camera.
Well, your whole head can do that to some extent. Your eyes can stay fixed on a singular location and you can move your head around. So if you take a bird of prey and you have it on your arm, if you move a bird of prey around on your arm, its head stays absolutely still. It's quite hilarious because you can move it around really quite viciously and the head will stay exactly still.
So they're just like locked on.
Yeah, I mean, eventually presumably the bird of prey will get annoyed and fly off.
Peck your own eyes out or something like that, yeah.
And then the other half is this idea of digital stabilization. So the way a digital camera does that is it takes a bigger picture than it needs. And then it, as the image moves around, it sort of centers on the same point and just throws away the external information that it doesn't need. And your brain can do that slightly differently because you've got your ears telling you about motion. So as the image moves around, your brain sort of says, well, I know it's not really moving. Of course, the problem with that is if you're in a car and you're not looking at where you're going, your ears and your eyes are telling different things and your brain goes, there's only one thing that can be happening right now, and that's I've been poisoned. Because evolution hasn't yet caught up with the invention of cars, and that's why we then get really sick.
Does anyone else get travel sick?
Yeah.
My daughter gets very travel sick.
It's so the worst. I've just got worse and worse and worse as I've got older. So it's like, are my ears and my eyes getting worse? They're talking to each other less.
So there is a thing that as you get older, you get more dizzy. So if you're a young kid and you're on a roundabout, you can do that and go round, round, round and walk off, and it's hilarious. And you do it when you're in your 30s and suddenly you feel really ill. I've never heard of people doing it in their 60s. Maybe there's people out there who are still able to do it and still going strong.
If any of our listeners, please do it safely. If you would like to put your elderly relatives on a roundabout and report back and compare them with younger children, that would be really great.